Just off of an extremely secluded road lied a house that belonged to a man named Lo Daniels. This was in an area that was essentially cut off from the rest of North Carolina. One road in, one road out. Thick and luscious overgrown forests on both sides. In addition to this, many of the families that lived along this road, including the Daniels, were well known to law enforcement as moonshiners. These people did not take any crap from the police. Situations along this road were handled for the most part amongst themselves. More so, even if they wanted the law to intervene, their minimum response time was about 5 hours. It was about 2 hours for the victim or someone who knew what had happened to get into town just to be able to notify the police of an incident. Then, once everything was said and done, another 2.5 hours for them to get back out there. And that's if they were ready to go at that point in time. Regardless, it is said, Lo Daniels had been attempting to distance himself from the life he had been living. He married a woman, got himself a house in the middle of nowhere, popped out a few kids, became self-sustaining. In essence, the guy wanted to be left alone with his family. However, this was a dream that had become increasingly more difficult as he constantly had a few unwanted guests within his home. That being his sister, her husband, and his sister-in-law. They would take it upon themselves to just come on over and stay for days on end. And what made him so mad about this was that they would absolutely help themselves to his food, his water, his supplies, never one time offering to help out with any of the chores or even make an attempt to pay him back. So one day, Lo Daniels wakes up and he just explodes at everybody. He tells them, look, I'm going to be leaving for a few days. I'm heading east to pick up a few things and try and clear my own head. And by the time I get back, y'all had better be gone. I am not kidding. I am not playing around. If you know what is good for you and yours, you will be gone by the time I get back. That being said, he hopped on his mule and headed off. Little did they know just how serious he actually was. Over that brief period of time, they continued to eat, they continued to drink, they didn't clean up, and when he got back, the place was an absolute disaster. Expecting some sort of verbal scolding, they step out onto the porch, ultimately believing Lo is just going to do what he always does. Yell at him for a bit, walk it off, head inside, and everything will just go back to normal. But it didn't. Lo said not a single word to anyone there. He tied up his mule, fed it, watered it, went back inside and cleaned himself off. It was at this point he completely checked out while sitting on the porch, distancing himself from any and all conversation. And while things did seem a little off to his wife, ultimately she continued on with her day as well. That is, until the clock struck 7. Lo finally got up out of his chair. He calmly walked inside, went back into his room, grabbed a shotgun, and just started mowing people down within that home. First to go would be Edgar, his brother-in-law, who had been sitting just outside of Lo's bedroom as he entered the living area. He took one to the face at point-blank range, losing his life in an instant. His wife, who was standing just a few feet away, screamed out while holding their infant daughter. He made eye contact with her. She turned away to try and shield the child, attempting to make a run for it, but he fired once more, striking her in the back and in the back of the arm. She goes down. At this point, his sister-in-law entered the room from the porch to figure out just what in the hell had been going on. She, too, was struck down by Lo with a single blast. Simultaneously, Lo's sister, his own kin, entered the living room from the kitchen, and with one final shot, she would unfortunately lose her life as well. So now, in the middle of absolutely nowhere in North Carolina, no one around for miles, this ultimately horrible crime has taken place. There is no one around that would have heard the gunshots, let alone their screams. And through all of this madness, this tragedy, his wife had somehow managed to drag herself out onto the porch, still holding their infant child. And as she lay there, crying out for help, pleading him to not do anything else, like a scene straight out of the movie Deliverance, Lo places the firearm down, grabs his banjo, sits down on his rocking chair, and begins to strum away. At around 9 p.m., Lo's father-in-law, who was supposed to be visiting, approached the property by foot, alarmed by the sounds of children crying and the sound of the banjo in the distance. There was this cold silence outside of those two sounds, and something just didn't feel right. Once he got close enough, he noticed what was described as a river of red flowing off of the steps of the front porch. His daughter began calling out for help. Lo, still sitting there, staring off into the distance, playing that banjo. He ran off in order to notify the police. But, as stated prior, it would take them a total of 5 hours to actually make it to the Daniels residence. And as the story goes, he was sitting there in that same spot, playing the banjo, amongst his wife, the carnage, and his crying children. Now, miraculously, his wife would end up recovering quite well, all things considered. She did lose a lot of the mobility in that arm. But the reason we know this story is because this is the same story she told the courtroom during his trial. In addition to this, his eldest child would even go on to testify that his father was the actual devil himself, as no good person could ever do something so evil. Even though Lowe received life in prison for his actions on that fateful night, he'd break out of prison at least 2 times that were actually documented, and on the latter of those 2 times, he had been writing his wife. She did everything she could to try and make her location unknown. And when he was finally caught walking down a set of railroads in Asheboro, he told officers he was going to pay his wife a visit.